Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And I'm excited about the month of August. All month, we're going to be focusing on the fact that we have 5 months left of this year. I know COVID really messed your year up, but there's still 5 months left. You know, August, September, October, November, December. Five is grace. Come on, somebody. So for the next 5 months, we are going to activate our spirit, our mouth, our mind, because we will see with clarity, 2020 vision, our hopes and dreams become a reality. Don't give the enemy the five remaining months that are left, you know, in this year. Let's get on it. Also, some other exciting news. I've decided that just under the unction of the Holy Spirit that I want to start doing a bonus podcast every week coming up soon. It's probably going to be in September when we launch it, but it'll not be just my weekend sermon, but a bonus, something behind the scenes, maybe interviewing some of my friends. And in particular, the Lord's dealing with me about making a lot of it about your personal finances, talking about my solving your money problem system and all the things that are in there that I can unpack to make sure that 2021, you get started on the right track. So anyway, those are some of the things that are going to be happening on the podcast. Also, I want you to subscribe to this, like this, write a comment about it. Tell your friends about the podcast if you enjoy it. And as always, thank you so much for your financial support. When you give to the ministry, when you support the ministry, it helps us help people around the world.
I want you to go with me to Luke chapter 10, Luke chapter 10, verse 38. And Jesus and his disciples were on their way. They came to a village where a woman was named Martha. She opened up her home to him. And I think Jesus went in there because there was no Chick-fil-A, there was no Burger King, and this gal could cook. Can I get an amen? She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha, everybody shout it, all churches shout, but Martha. Come on, St. Louis, shout it again. What? But Martha. But Martha was distracted with all the preparations that she had to make. She was distracted with COVID-19. She was distracted with the economy. She was distracted, mask, no mask, all this stuff. Are the kids going to school? Am I going to be a teacher? Will my kids know how to read? Because I don't. Come on, somebody help me right now. There's a whole lot of pressures right now that are messing with people's emotions. She was distracted. Notice one person is at Jesus' feet. The other person is really, really occupied. And that, again, is why I was talking about the church a minute ago, because the Bible said the gates of hell would not prevail against the church. So if you break that down, that means that there will be some actions taken against the church, but it will not prevail. In other words, God didn't say there wouldn't be a weapon. He said there will be a weapon formed, but it will not prosper. Somebody shout hallelujah to that today. So in verse 39, she had a sister called Mary. He sat at the Lord's feet listening, but Martha was distracted with the preparations she had made. She came to Jesus and she asked Jesus, Lord, don't you care that my sister is not going to help me? Doesn't this sound like a little kid going, but Mom, you didn't tell Chucky to clean his room. Lord, don't you care? You got Jesus is at the house, and all you can think of is how you need to complain about your sister and how she won't help you make beanie weenies in a hot pocket for Jesus. Come on, people. This is how out of control we get. How many of y'all know it's not about the hot dog? It wasn't about the beanie weenie. Something deeper was going on in her life. And this is why the church is so important. This is why it's important to go to church. Because if you don't go to church, you can't grow in church. If you don't show up, you can't grow up. And then you end up blowing up on every situation in your life instead of having your life in order. Somebody ought to give God praise today. Come on, Sunset. Come on, our city. Lord, don't you care? My sister has left me here to do all the work myself. Tell her to help me. Tell her, God. Really? So one chooses, set at the Lord's feet. Oh, there's nothing better than you. And this one's over here. Can't believe you're singing worship music right now in a time like this. COVID-19, people are dying, going to hell. We don't know what in the world's going on. Ha! The other one's, oh, there's nothing. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I love you. I'm at Faith Church today worshiping and praising you. God, I'd rather die in church than die at home worried about dying. Oh, God, there's nothing. And then the other person went, I can't believe they went to church. Were they wearing their mask? Were they socially distancing? Okay, these are all things that mess with people's minds. And I don't want your mind, your will, and your emotions under the surface to actually destroy you from enjoying your life. It's 2020, y'all. You still got August, September, October, November, December to get this right and enjoy your life. Give God praise today. Don't you care? Don't you care? And then verse 41, I love it. When Jesus says your name two times, you're in trouble. Martha, Martha. How many of y'all, Jesus is probably like, Martha, Martha. Remember Brady Bunch? Any old people, raise your hand. Marsha, Marsha, March. Come on, some all the young people, just Google it. Martha, Martha, Martha. The Lord answered and says, you are worried and upset. And she's like, finally, you figured it out. You're worried and upset about many things. Many things. He said, there's a lot of stuff going on. You know, sometimes we're upset about stuff that we don't even know we're upset about, but it's just a compound effect. It's bottling up. It's building up for a big, bodacious explosion. People just lose their minds. I just lost it. There's a lot of people watching us today in prison, and they would not have taken the fork to the guy's throat had they known they would spend the rest of their life in solitary confinement. But I'm here to tell you that a lot of things we do are based on emotions. She motions, knee-jerk reaction, instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to walk in. This is Galatians 5:22 and 33. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. In other words, if you don't have any love, you won't have any joy. If you don't have any joy, you won't have any peace. If you don't have any long-suffering, it's just over. You're just freaked out, and everything is getting you massively upset when the Lord says, Martha, Martha, or David, David, calm down. Look at your neighbor and say, just calm down. We're feeding back. We weren't a minute ago, but about a minute ago, we started feeding back. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. He said, there's only one thing that's really important. If you think about it today, you know, it was important to you that your hair was right, but it might have got messed up. But if you look down the road, especially Pastor Phil's campus, he doesn't even have any hair today. Come on, somebody help us. So, you know, your situation is not that bad. I always tell him when he jokes about his hair, I say, God only made a few perfect heads and he put hair on the rest of them, right? So you need to understand that the problem that you think you're having is very small if you went to other communist countries where they can't get any food and they can't go to church and you can't have Facebook and you can't have anything because there's a restriction going on because the devil comes to limit. So today, I think on this beautiful Sunday, we need to pass on to the next level of emotions and say, I'm not going to be ruled by what is temporal. I'm going to pass to the positive. Jesus is still on the throne. God is still large as in charge. Somebody ought to give God praise. I'm healthy today. I'm breathing today. Come on, Earth City. Somebody shout amen to this. All campuses. It's not that big a deal. Jesus said, hey, she's chosen the good part. Mary has chosen the good part. Everybody shout, the good part. Now, I want to talk about mulling over things for a little bit. Anybody ever been driving down the road alone in the car, didn't even know that you were getting yourself in a bad mood, but you just went like, anybody know what I'm talking? Raise your hand. If you didn't raise your hand, you're the person that it upset us, that in which we are now upset. You got to think about what you're thinking about. Because now there's something running around in your brain, and it's that person who did that to you that said, did they really mean that? I wonder if they really meant what they said. Well, you know, this person probably didn't mean what they said. They were upset, and they wasn't even necessarily just upset with you. There was something going on all the way down in Bubba that his dad told him he was stupid, his coach told him he was stupid. The last three women he got married to, come on, somebody ought to help me, they said he was stupid, and now he freaked out and called you stupid. There's something deeper. So don't allow what other people say to get into your heart. Because if I did that, I would be happy one minute and sad the next. Because there's some people like me, some people don't like me. Even in a sermon, I felt it a while ago when I was talking about communism and us being shut down. I could feel the church go, I'm not sure I like that. Well, I just got to keep telling you that I got to let you know what the Bible said, that we fight for freedom and we fight for Jesus. And it wasn't easy when Jesus hung and bled on the cross. Somebody ought to help me right now, and died and went to hell for it. And as long as I'm alive, I'm going to preach if I have to do it handcuffed, if I have to do it from a prison cell, we will figure out a way to preach Jesus and him crucified. Somebody ought to give him praise today. So That is not a political statement. I'm not Democratic. I'm not a Republican. I am a Christian, and you're not black, and I'm not white. You are first a Christian, and then you are whatever color you are. We had a little game going on a minute ago coming into church. There's an African-American woman here that is tan, but there's a white woman that's a little tanner than the African-American woman, and they were sitting there comparing who is darker. Come on, somebody. Everybody, all fun and games, but everybody was created in the uniqueness of God. So don't allow people to say that you are less than when you are more than a conqueror through him that loved you and gave himself for you. So under the surface today, when they're promoting hate and terror and shame and division, don't allow what happens in the divided states of America to get into the church. We are united together, one body, one blood, under one cross. I give you 10 seconds to praise him today. Somebody in our city and Sunset, Ferguson, well, somebody ought to give God praise. The devil is underneath the bottom of the water trying to get you to mull over things that really should not be even in your thought life. Flesh. Flesh. How many of y'all got flesh? Raise your hand if you got flesh. How many of y'all got some pretty sexy, awesome flesh? Raise your hand. How many of y'all got more flesh than you want, like me? Come on, somebody. That's why I'm wearing my sweater today. People are like, ain't you hot? Yeah, but COVID has been hard on me. Come on, somebody. I got to cover this up. Ashley told me last night I wore a jacket, and she said, hey, don't wear the white jacket. I said, why? She said, you look thinner without the white jacket. The white jacket kind of gave you extra pound, and I knew right away I'm going to burn that jacket. Come on, somebody. I never wear it. Because I'm into thin and win. Come on, somebody. Out there. But our flesh, fleshly desires. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 31, it says, Paul said that he died daily to the flesh. Paul said, I assure you that pride has no fellowship with Jesus. Sometimes the reason why our emotions get hot is because our pride gets pushed because somebody said something we didn't like. Florida's liking this. St. Louis, I can't hear you, but I assume you're excited about this. Your flesh. Most of the time when you say me, 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 my, my, I, it's because we're being selfish in our flesh. Then we end up bottling up emotions, and then there's an explosion that happens. Anybody ever seen people explode? Raise your hand. How many would be honest and say that there's been times that you've bottled up a lot of pressure and you didn't mean to? Come on, I'm going with me on this, but you exploded. You had been imploded. And then the next thing you know, you exploded. Raise your hand. Come on. St. Louis, you're lying. Raise your hand, people. And my kids played a trick on me this week, and it shows kind of what happens when it's bottled up.
So what do you want to do with this again?
You know how you like cherry Coke? Yeah. What's well, like a mint pepper?
It's so good.
It's like my favorite.
Come on, give it up for my crazy kids. Come on now. Mentos, very good. Like them a lot. Coke, very good. Like it a lot. But Mentos with Coke made me snort Coke. Come on, somebody help me right now. I'm like, what in the world? And it happened like that. It was like 1 minute, it was calm. And then they drop Mentos in it, and under the surface comes this mighty explosion all of a sudden. And this is what happens in marriages. This is what happens at Target, mostly Walmart. Come on, somebody, but I'm seeing some great stuff going on in the world because people's flesh is out of control. And if you get the Mentos, which is good, mixed with soda, which is good, but if you mix them together, not so good. All campuses shout, not so good. What's hilarious is I can just know in my mind, especially at our city, people never write anything down yet, but you're writing, go home, my husband didn't see this sermon, and give him a Coke and Mentos. Come on, somebody. How many of y'all thinking of some idea? Like, I got somebody, I'm going to try that out on Monday. Here, boss, I know you like Diet Coke. Snort it. Psalms 1:1. Let's put it on the screen, all campuses. Come on, Sunset, look up at the screen. It says, that we are not to take counsel from the ungodly. Don't take counsel from the ungodly. Well, how would I do that? Let's start by CNN, Fox News, CSNBC, all year. Somebody said, I don't watch any of that stuff. That's good. We got a smart person in the crowd. Come on, somebody. But there are people today, Mom, give me a minute. I'm dealing with some other people that got some issues right now. And you got your friends who are sending you at record numbers emails like you have. Anybody getting too many emails? Come on, raise your hand. Anybody on a group text that you're like, oh my God, how much can they talk? Come on, raise your hand. And people are just worried that you're going to miss some of the counsel that is happening. You might have missed this. Somebody did this and somebody did that and this person did this. Let's just shut off the world for a minute and turn on the word and say, Jesus, I'm trusting you. I know you got this. And the people that are doing this, taking counsel for the ungodly, they're miserable. And the people that are taking counsel from God's word, they're enjoying their life. I was at the dinner last night with some people who are members of the church, and they were saying, this has been the greatest banner year of our life. And it's been unbelievable. We've got this breakthrough and that breakthrough. And said, then these people called and wanted to buy our property, and we got 80 acres, and they just wanted to buy the 20, but then it's just going to be a reserve, so nobody's ever going to touch it. And they're going to give us enough money to take all of our debts completely away, not only our personal debts, but all of our corporate debts. And they were just giggling, eating a steak, and they seemed so happy. And then the people at the other table, they were drinking like crazy. Oh, my God, COVID's going to kill us. They lift up their mask and take a drink, and lift up their mask and take another. And they're just trying to drink it away because they had been watching too much of the ungodly. And yet at the same restaurant, 2 feet, maybe 6 feet for social distancing, just 6 feet away, there we were. This guy's talking about God and the things of God and how good God is. And in all of our campuses today, every single one of them, there's hundreds of testimonies who people said, I'm not going to allow COVID-19 to steal my life, steal my dreams. This is my banner year where all property's going back to its original owners. All debts are being canceled and all prisoners, somebody ought to shout hallelujah, are being set free. Don't allow the devil to determine how your life is going to go. You're in charge of you. Remember when you were a little kid and you told your little brother or sister, you're not the boss of me? Come on, shout that shout. You're not the boss of me. Now, sometimes it takes years to unlearn this. Especially when you walk around chewing your nails, which is a bad idea during COVID. My dad, he was a warrior. It was hereditary. It's kind of like, ugly. If your grandpa had it, your dad might have it, and you might have it. Look at your neighbor today and say, it's hereditary. My mama was pretty, and my daddy was pretty. Come on, somebody help me right now. It's hereditary. My grandfather, Henry, I'll tell you his full name because it's just funny. Henry Harmon Crank. How many of y'all know that's the name right there? Henry Harmon Crank. And Henry went through the Great Depression, but he never really made it all the way through. Under the surface, there was this worry. There was this, what's going to happen? What about me? What about mine? And he was a champion warrior. He was worried and miserable. And I'll never forget it. When my grandpa, too, he's above the law. So when I was like 13, he thought, you can drive. Go ahead and drive me. I don't want to drive. So he would let me drive his truck. I loved my grandpa. Yeah. Y'all getting scared. But it comes in handy when you got to, back then. He didn't care. But I'll never forget on the dash. That had nothing to do with my sermon. I just missed driving at 13. Come on, somebody. There was less people texting. Can I get amen? And so my grandpa's dash, it was loaded with stuff. I mean, it looked like a home. You know how you see it look like a homeless guy lives in the car? All this stuff. And it's like all of his Tums, his Pepsi, his Rolaids, and all this stuff really was because he had indigestion problems, but he really didn't have an indigestion problem. He had an ingestion problem of worry and fear that was calling ulcers to him and calling, come on, somebody ought to help me right now. Who am I helping in here today? Come on, St. Louis, make some noise. But I don't think he ever really unlearned it. My dad tried to unlearn it, but he ended up writing a book called Freedom from Fear and Anxiety and Panic Attacks because he had full-blown panic attacks, so he never totally outlearned it. But while I watched my grandpa, and by the way, somebody's probably thinking he was just really upset because I was driving. Whoever that was, you're shame on you. But now my grandpa had my problem. Now my daddy has my problem, and guess what? Now I'm the third generation to go, wait a minute. I'm going to figure out how to unlearn before it's too late the things that are underneath the surface, and I'm going to depend upon the Lord, and I'm not going to lean to my flesh. And you know what? I must have got over it, because just in St. Louis alone, I owe the bank $10.5 million on those churches you're sitting in. And last night I went to sleep and fell asleep so quick, and the banker in St. Louis is worried. He's not sleeping, but I'm sleeping so good. Come on, somebody. Feeling good like I should. We're going to stay where God called us to, because this is not my problem. Where God guides, He provides. God's going to meet all of your needs. He's going to take care of you. Somebody shout hallelujah. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed out begging for bread. Come on, give God praise at all campuses today. Every one of them. Come on, St. Louis. So in other words, I just decided I was going to live in peace. I'm going to live in peace. Everybody shout it real strong and loud. I'm going to live in peace. Ah, it feels good. Say it again.
I'm going to live in peace.
Now let's go to Romans 12, verse 18. It says, if possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everybody. It says everyone, but I prefer everybody. Shout it with me, everybody.
Everybody.
Come on, white people, try it one more time. Everybody.
Everybody.
I'm going to live at peace with everybody. Period. Because your neighbor might not want to live at peace. This guy might go postal on you. Remember that when they were the postman was shooting people? Got quiet in here. You're like, oh, don't do that. I remember that. A lot more people shooting people today than the postman. But you know, the postman had been running around a long time with dogs biting them. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. But as far as it goes with you, because sometimes people come up to me and just unload on me. And I don't think you... And a preacher shouldn't wear shoes like that. You'd never see Joel looking like that, would you? Well, you just don't know his regular stuff. You see him in his uniform, but you don't see him off duty. He wears a lot of this. I'll probably put it online. Show you, if you follow me on Instagram, I'll put a post of Joel looking very similar. But when Joel gets on TV, there's a uniform that he wears, and it's fine because it's more palatable to a lot of people. But God didn't call me to be Joel, and He didn't call Joel to be me, no matter how bad Joel wants to be me. I mean, he just can't pull it out. But God called Joel to be Joel. He called me to be me, and He called you to be you. So one of the things that you're miserable about is you're trying to make your ministry happen and make your life happen and make your world happen and get everybody to conform to you. And Jesus says, no, as far as it depends on you, be at peace with you. Joyce Meyer, if you're at Sunset Hills, if you go out of Sunset today and you were to make a left and go down 30 plus past Gravelers Bluff, there's a big old huge... It looks like a big mass, looks like Citibank. And that was built by a woman named Joyce Meyer. She started her church out of the church you're sitting in right now, called Life in the Word, because that church was called Life Christian Center. And she got fired three times from the church you're sitting in right now for having a bad attitude. How many of y'all know that's a problem when you fire Joyce Meyer three times? Joyce talks about it in her books, Managing Your Emotions. And eventually God began to do something in her heart greater and greater, and she unlearned what the flesh was about. And if you go there in Fenton today, you'll see she's reached the world from Fenton, Missouri. And I know some people might be sitting there going, man, I don't like her because the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and other media outlets have said she's bad. I'm telling you, they're liars. She's a great woman of God. Come on, give it up for Joyce today. But she had to learn how to live at peace because her first husband, that was a problem. And then her daddy molested her whole life growing up. How many of y'all know that'll mess you up? And so she has all this stuff going on underneath the surface, but she didn't use it as an excuse. She said, what the devil meant for evil, God's going to turn it around for my good. And as far as it depends on me, Joyce, you're going to live at peace. And if you listen to her preaching at all, and the reason why I say that is I want you to get her book on emotions. A lot of this sermon has been built from that. You have to manage your emotions or your emotions will manage you. And if you don't manage your emotions, you're going to be alone. You're going to be miserable. And you can have everything in the world going on for you, but one thing you lack is you're not managing you. Point to your neighbor and say, I know this is a word for you today. Go ahead and see how they respond. Just try that. As long as it depends on you, you're the one that has to control your emotions. Right. Now, the last place I kind of want to go before we go today, there's a passage of scripture that Jesus really put on my heart to share with you today. First of all, raise your hand if this has helped you today. Yeah. Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. 4:11. I'm not certain I told all the media, so I'll give you a second at all campuses. In fact, would you do me a favor? I know it's a lot of clapping, but our media, the people that put the stuff on the screens, they're at Earth City, Ferguson, Florist, and Sunset, Earth City. Come on, give it up for them. They do so good. This works. It's Sunday morning, y'all, and I'm live on the screen at all those campuses. These teams are unbelievable. So let's go. Verse 11. And he himself, Jesus, gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. That's five. That's called the fivefold ministry. For the equipping of the saints, that's you. For the work of the ministry, edifying the body of Christ. So today, at all of our campuses today, that apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, it's for the perfecting of the saints. Today, you got the word of God. You could have went to a counselor and paid a lot of money to try to fix you, but that probably wouldn't fix you, and I'm all for counselors. But a counselor that's not dealing with what's underneath the surface, which is all many times the absence of Jesus, the absence of his word. The Bible says, remember this, the entrance of his word brings light. So light brings understanding. Come on, in the overflow, shout amen. I can see you. So with the absence of light brings darkness. You flip off the lights, it gets dark. You turn on the lights, something comes on. So when you go to church, when you're watching online, and eventually as you become more comfortable, and you open up the windows and you look out and there's people everywhere. By the way, they're everywhere, all over. People are out. Someday just watch, maybe even today, just watch a movie, and a Disney movie, and go, I want to be where the people are. I want to go where they're eating and drinking. I want to go to Chick-fil-A and get some fries and lemonade. Come on, somebody. Chick-fil-A was a cheap joke because they're not open on Sunday. Okay. But I'm just telling you, don't be afraid. Listen to the fivefold ministry gifts. Work on what's underneath the surface. Allow the Holy Spirit of God to no longer allow you to be tossed to and fro, and deal with the fact that, yes, you suffered loss. Yes, there's problems in the world, but there's not problem in the Word. The Bible said that he is the Lord Almighty, and he is the rock of our salvation, that he covers us with his pinions, and under his shadow of the Most High, we would abide in safety forever. You might live in the United States of America today and you feel like, man, I don't know what's going on. I'm telling you, the enemy is at work under the surface, but God is at work all clear up in here going, I'm working over here, and I'm going to give you your house, and I'm working over there, and I'm going to be in your breakthrough. And what the devil meant for evil, God's going to turn it for your good. Come on, give God praise today. Come on, don't patty cake. Let's do it big. Now, I want to show you another video in just a second of a kid. And this little boy is 11. Everybody shout 11. That's this many. How many of y'all know you're not very old, but you can still do it this way? Right. Some of y'all like, I'm this many. So he's this many. 11. And at 11 years old, this kid, Zach just sent me a DM this week, okay? He did a little video. And I want you to see the difference between people who are in the Word and people that are in the world. So at all of our campuses today, kids ministry, even on Tuesday nights, it's important. I'll be broadcasting back to you this Tuesday night from right here, and the next weekend I'll be in St. Louis. But it's important that your kids get their minds right, because the world's going to keep getting darker. Y'all agree with that? And as the world keeps getting afraid, we have to teach our kids, well, I'm afraid my kids are going to get the COVID. They're not. If they were going to get whatever they were going to get, they would have already gotten what they've already gotten. They were eating Cheerios. You were eating Cheerios out of shag carpet. Come on, somebody back. Raise your hand if you're familiar with shag carpeting. Okay. You've done stuff that you should be dead, but the angels of the Lord cover you. So just watch as this 11-year-old kid doesn't stammer, he doesn't stutter. This is what it looks like to have your mind right.
You guys all probably know that what's going on is very crazy, okay? We have many details that you all know, and it's just been insane. This year has been absolutely crazy. And you know that a lot of people are freaking out over it. But you know who's not? the faith church community. And you want to know why? Because God said that this is our banner year, the year of 2020.
Yeah.
And we know that we waited 4 or 3, I don't even remember at this point, it's been so long, years to get to this. And now that we're finally at this point, this is what we get. Seems bad, right? But I don't think it is. The devil's trying to manipulate us and destroy our world, but God knows what to do. And he's going to turn this around. Fun fact, it's not the end of the year yet. And by the end of the year, this is going to be the best thing we've seen in our whole life. Maybe the whole history of the world. You guys just got to be in time. That God said that this is our banner year, the year 2020. Everybody would have hope. Our world would change so much and be such a better place. And it'd just be amazing. And I know it's going to happen. So that's just what I wanted to tell you guys.
Come on, give it up for Zach. Come on, you can do better than that. That's incredible. Zach. Yeah. This is why it's so important to raise your kids in the house of God. Yeah. Zach, his aunt, Tammy, just kept bringing him to church as a child. Kept bringing him. And how many of y'all would raise your hand and say, it worked, right?
Yeah.
So you got two choices. If you go with the ungodly, you could have a Zach head. Or if you go with God, or if you go the way of the world, you could have a crackhead. Can I get an amen, right? So you got people over here that are cracked out, freaked out, needing help, and then people over here that are full of the word. Stand up with me on all campuses today, Sunset, Earth City, Ferguson, Weldon. And I want to ask you a question. I want you to raise your hand if today really spoke to your heart. Raise your hand. And online, type in there yes or amen. On Facebook, I want you to hit share like crazy. How many of y'all realize that there's some areas right now that you could kind of dial in to get yourself a little more in line with the fivefold ministry gifts, like being listening to a little bit more of the word and less of the world?
Yeah, right.
And don't be afraid sometimes to come here, MJ. My daughter-in-law, we were at a service. We were at a church service, and a lady started preaching. By the way, she's getting ready to have our grandbaby. Come on, somebody, help us today. It's in there.
Yes.
Little baby Bishop. He's in there listening to me right now going, amen. How many of y'all have? He was moving.
Yeah.
He always moves during the church time. He's going to be like Austin, just squirming, right? But there was we were on the front row, and this person was preaching. Good person. Love the Lord. But there's sometimes, if you're not careful, there's people who preach faith and then people who preach what happened to them. And this person starts going into a story. And we can tell she's going to lose her baby. She's going to have her baby early. The baby's going to die. She's telling her testimony. And you could just kind of sense it. How many of y'all know sometimes you can tell 10 minutes before the punchline where this is going? Raise your hand. Come on, Sunset. And so MJ looked at me, and there's a lot of people that she said, I'm going to slip out right now. And it wasn't like she had to go to the bathroom. She just know, I can't hear that because I got to protect my heart because the devil will try to put something in my brain. Come on, somebody help me right now. And so you got to have good sense. You don't want baby Bishop hearing that. You know when he's going to come? On the perfect day. You know who he's going to be? Anointed, a champion, powerful, strong. Come on, somebody. And you know his first words are going to be, I don't know what it is, but Nicole said, whatever the first words are, that's going to be, here she comes.
My name.
So if the kid says, Dada, she goes, yeah, he always called me Dada. Come on, that's a plan, right? So I want you to stretch your hands, all campuses right now, even at home. And MJ, just stay with me for a moment. I just sense right now by the power and the presence of God that some of you have been so afraid to come back to church. And this was your first week here in Florida and all of St. Louis. And I just hear the Lord say, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will protect you. People online, don't forsake the assemblies of yourself. Can you put your hands down just for 1 second? I want to talk to you just for a second. How many of y'all trust me to know I wouldn't lie to you? I could just stop the sermon now, or I could tell you. I just heard the Holy Spirit tell me to tell you this. It came in knowledge, so I'll have to try to explain it to you in words. He said, explain it to him like this. Have you ever seen people who... you know, maybe it's your family member or something, and they said they couldn't come over to your house because of one reason or the other, but then you heard through social media or something like that, that they had the energy or the ability to go somewhere they wanted to go. Anybody know? Raise your hand. That's what he told me to tell you. How did that make you feel as a person when that person did that? Just think about it. What emotions did you have? So God is different than you in the sense that, one, he created you. Everybody listening to me right now at one point was in your womb, not your room, your womb. And then God, through his mighty hand of mercy and provision, said, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm talking to people online right now. And he said, I put a thumbprint and an imprint that is very unique to what you're called to do. And you've allowed today, listen, maybe you ought to hear this sermon again. You've allowed all of your information to come from the ungodly. And of course they're afraid because they don't know what you know. But you've been trained. When you hear negative news, you get up and go, me and baby Bishop aren't hearing this. This person loved God. They were anointed preacher, but they were preaching what happened to him. The Bible said, preach the word, be instant in season and out of season. He didn't say, preach what happened to you. He said to preach the word. And nothing again wrong with that person. It was just, it's not a good time for her to hear, because how many of y'all know the devil will come up and say, you're going to have a miscarriage. Your baby's going to die in your arms. You're going to hold the baby for 18 hours dead. No, no, no. I'm not even hearing that, because I'm protecting my heart with all diligence, for out of it proceeds the issues of life. And I want to pray for every person watching right now online that's afraid. Stretch your hands toward me, church. Those of you that are in the congregations in all buildings today. God, we pray for people that might have a quote-unquote weakened immune system according to the natural. People who have a high propensity to live in fear. And God, we release them now to do what they're called to do. I just even hear by the Spirit of God that some of you are at home right now and you need to, by faith, get up, put on your clothes and get to church. There's still services remaining. Even if church is over, just get up and walk around the house of God, because God is my witness. If he didn't tell me to tell you, how does it make you feel when you can go everywhere but to come see your Father? God, we repent right now. We make you our priority. God, we thank you that you're doing something greater on the inside of us than we could ever, ever imagine. I speak to a spirit of fear and timidity right now, that this is going away. And these people, all of Faith Church community and family, God, we know there's nothing like you. We know there's nobody like you. And we give you honor, and we give you praise, and we give you glory in your house. Come on, all said it.
Thank you so much for listening today. I always am grateful that you take time to also share this with other people, to write a comment about this. It really makes a difference when you actually, you know, make some noise about it, especially since we only have 5 months left in this year. The good news is, five means grace. The entire month of August, we have 5 months left to actually have the grace of God manifest in our life. Don't allow the enemy to take you back and say, man, COVID stopped you. Don't set your, you know, the Back to the Future card to 2020, whatever you do. Or if you have t-shirts, I survived 2020. No, you're going to thrive in 2020. It's your year, believe it or not. God can do more in 5 months than you could do in 5 years. So keep the switch of faith turned on. Also, some other news is we're going to start a podcast probably in September, an additional bonus podcast throughout the week. That'll be some interviews with some of my friends and people that'll bring leadership clues to you, as well as God's dealing with me about solving your money problems, kind of breaking down in a Dave Ramsey style that's in my system how you can get ahead financially and set yourself up to win and succeed in 2020. So at any rate, that's going to be happening. So be looking for that bonus podcast every week. And again, many of you ask, how can I support the ministry? Well, it's pretty easy to do it. You can text to give just on your phone right now. You could get out your phone and text 77977. Then keyword, you text the word faith, F-A-I-T-H. So 77977, faith, O-N-L for online. Then a space, and then the dollar amount. So again, if you want to keep this ministry strong, you want to help us bless more people, we'd love it. We'd appreciate it. Again, you text 77977 to faith, O-N-L, space, and the dollar amount. Hope to see you again here on the podcast real soon.